Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
670 The Score and Inside the Clubhouse. John, thanks for taking some time out with Matt and myself to join us. And give us the latest of what you're reporting right now about the Cardinals.
Sure, anytime, Bruce. We've heard there are multiple positive tests from the Cardinals. Can't give you the breakdown on players and staff yet, but it appears to be some play, at least one player and staff, the way it was worded to me. So don't have the exact breakdown, but it's enough that the game tonight has been postponed. Haven't heard about tomorrow's doubleheader yet, but, you know, it's in jeopardy. I will put it that way.
Do you think, is baseball prepared to try and withstand a second team outbreak like this? If it's headed that way and you're looking at the Cardinals needing to be shut down and rescheduling everything, it's hard to imagine baseball being able to withstand a second outbreak, John.
You know, I'm going to be guessing here. This is conjecture, but I think so. I think two, probably. You know, obviously the Marlins are missing at least a week. They have no schedule again for next week yet, so it probably will be 10 days or more that they're missing. If the Cardinals have to miss the same, it's certainly going to be a burden. It's certainly tough. You know, it's a bad situation, but you know, I'd say we're heading and we're trending badly, but I wouldn't say that we're going to. They're going to cancel today or tomorrow the season. But that is a guess on my part. You know, I haven't been in touch with the commissioner's office today or even yesterday to find out. But I'm going to say that they think they can withstand the two team outbreaks. This one, as far as we know, there were two players already, and there's at least one player now, so it's potentially three players. So it's not to the extent of the Marlins where they have 18 players who've tested positive.
John, as a guy who's covered the game for 35 years like yourself and a father and a husband, how do you think baseball has handled this? How do you look at it from a reporter's point of view and from a just a citizen of the country's point of view?
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. I mean, everybody wanted baseball back. The players definitely wanted to be back. The owners wanted to be back. And you know, I think looking at the numbers, they are going with the odds that the young people in good shape in their 20s and 30s can withstand this disease. It's not good to get it, and we don't know all the ramifications of getting it, but seems like people under 40, which is everybody in Major League Baseball at this point, you know, generally do well. Certainly they knew they were taking risks coming in. You know, they did do a good job with the protocols. It was very comprehensive, I'll say that. 113 pages, I believe, or 119, I read it. But, you know, they're off to a tough start. There's no question about that. I don't think the bubble would have worked just because there are more teams involved. Certainly Arizona, where they were thinking about it, is extremely hot. That's been a COVID hotspot as well as the heat. 118 degrees a few days ago that I noticed. Yeah. But generally, 108 at night makes it difficult. There's only one indoor park there. You know, to plan for a bubble back when they were doing the planning, they couldn't have predicted Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Those were the three places they were looking at. You know, perhaps if they did the bubble in New York, where you've got two stadiums and it's not 108 degrees, you've got Brooklyn and Staten Island, maybe that would have worked better. I don't know, but the bubbles that were being discussed at the time, they would not have worked. I understand it's working in soccer, people tell me. I don't follow soccer, at least not our American League of Soccer. I guess it's working well to have the bubble in soccer, but now there are more players on a baseball team and traveling party. The field is much bigger. It's a stadium. You can't have many fields near each other there, or you don't, at least in many ballparks. The games take longer. Just would have been much more complicated than soccer.
I think the irony is, John, that the game itself of baseball can be played with a lower chance of passing the virus around than other sports. But the logistics of baseball, with 30 teams and travel and multiple homes and all of that, make it so incredibly difficult. So it's, I think we could retroactively look back and say, if they had done a bubble and just done like a little World Baseball Classic format and gotten whatever we could in, that maybe it could have worked out. But I get what they were trying to do. Is there anger around the league at some of the players with the Marlins? Because if that report is true, that some of them were going out and going to bars or going to the hotel bar and that kind of thing, that seems to be not showing the highest level of responsibility that everyone has been asking for.
Yeah, I haven't confirmed that the league found that there were players going out. I mean, we can't be shocked if there are players going out. Early on, it was very discouraged not to go out. Now you can't go out. It's disallowed, and they have a hall monitor, whatever they want to call it, compliance officer, and you cannot go out. But if you tell the players that it's discouraged strongly, I think you're still going to have some players go out, unfortunately. I don't know that any Marlins went out, but it's fair to say they didn't do a great job of social distancing. Even if it was only one or two players that went out, or one or two players who even brought it from Miami, which is a hot spot, they spread it to 18. You got to wear a mask. You got to stay away from each other. You got to follow the rules. And I do think that the league does not believe that Miami did a good job with the social distancing aspect. I could not confirm that they believed that there were a lot of players going out or having a party or anything like that. Wouldn't be shocked, though, if it happened. But, I mean, it certainly looks bad. Part of it's bad luck. Part of it could be they were in Miami, which is a hot spot, and one player probably took it from Miami, although we don't know for sure. I think it's fair to say the league's not thrilled.
John, in closing with you, how do you think that when you watch the game, you watch the dugouts, you watch the celebrations, you watch some people mask, some not, social distancing is here and there. How do you think that plays right now when you're watching games as far as responsibility level?
Yeah, I'm seeing too much high-fiving and low-fiving and too much lack of social distancing on the field. But to this point, and again, we're just a little more than a week in, we have two cases, one with Miami, one with St. Louis. They didn't play each other, so that nobody gave it to anybody from the two teams. It does seem like it's more likely something that happens inside in close quarters. Miami spread it to 18 players on their own team to zero players on the Phillies in three games. So I'm not sure that the high-fiving, the low-fiving, the being close on the bases or in the batter being close to the catcher, it may not matter. I'm not a scientist, but looking at it, it's basically Marlins, who are obviously not doing a great job of social distancing, and Cardinals, who didn't play each other. So, and I see a lot of high-fiving and low-fiving and all that from all the teams. And, what they're saying now about it being transmitted indoors more than outdoors, that there might be some truth to that, because it doesn't seem like they're spreading it out on the field.
John, appreciate it very much. We always look forward to your reports here on The Score and MLB Network. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.